Okay, here we go.
Okay, so the limud hayom is lezecher neshmas Rav Yechiel Simcha ben Moshe Tzvi on the day of his 27th yahrzeit, sponsored by his children, Dr. and Mrs. Moshe Bright. So we're going to start off by the two dots, Amar Mar Zutra. I'm not so sure if Rabbi Margaretin started this yet, but we're going to start again by the two dots, Amar Mar Zutra. Oh, sorry. Gittin Daf Nun Amar Aleph, two dots, Amar Mar Zutra, Breder of Nachman. So the Gemara starts off, Amar Mar Zutra, Breder of Nachman, Mishmei Dir of Nachman. Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, says in the name of Rav Nachman, Shtar Chayv, Hayetzi Al Yisayimim, if someone, let's say if Reuven lends Shimon money, so Shimon owes Reuven money, but Shimon unfortunately passes away, so now I have the document that says, that Shimon owes me the money, so I'm going to go to his Yisayimim and ask them to pay me. So Afal Pisha Kasev Shvach Eini Goyva Elo Min Hadziburis. So even though it's Kasev Shvach, still you're only Goyva Min Hadziburis. What does that mean? Zakt Rashi, that if you have a Shtar Chayv Hayetel Yisayimim Shaloyva Aviyim, so Reuven lent Shimon money and Shakasev Shvach. That means normally we're going to see that the halacha is if I lend you money and you don't have money to pay me back, then you don't have to pay back the best land. You only have to pay me back on the middle land, the beinonis. But over here it was written in the document, it was written in the shtar, ligvos me'idis, that you're going to have to pay me back from the top of the line stuff, the best stuff. So that was what was written in the document. But the document was written from, you know, that Shimon's going to pay Reuven. But here I'm not going to Shimon to collect on my debt. I'm going to Shimon's children. So then the halacha that even though it's written in the document I get edus, still the halacha is you only get ziburis. So the obvious question is why should that be true? If the document clearly says you're going to pay me back the edus, the top stuff, so then why are you only, how can I only be goyva from the Yerushim? Why can I only be goyva Ziburis? So the answer is you have to read the document carefully. What was written in the document? It wasn't written in the document that Shimon's children are going to pay me the best land. It says Shimon will pay me the best land. Well, you know, if you're a good lawyer, you'll say it was only written that Shimon will pay the best land. Shimon's not paying back. Shimon, unfortunately, passed on. So who's paying me back? Shimon's children. And Shimon's children, they don't have such a document. So therefore, not only don't they have to pay the top of the line stuff, not only don't they have to pay the iddis, but they don't even have to pay what the normal Baal Chayv pays, which is beinonis, rather they can pay the ziburis. What's the reason why
the other lawyers, the kids of lawyers say, listen, the minor's not written this initially. I'm not paying it at all.
So we're going to discuss a little shortly, Rashi's going to explain, but even though their name isn't written on it, but there is a shibud on their father, not only that, there's actually a shibud on the land of their father, and if the father only left over, let's say, metalplin and didn't leave off karka, then it could be that they wouldn't have to pay back at all. That'll depend at which period of history, if people rely on, I mean, land is very reliable because you can't go ahead and hide it. But there's like sort of a lien on the land, and I relied on collecting it from the land so I could still collect it because of the lien on the land. But even though there's a lien on the land, that's not what the document is. There's just a lien. So the lien is for the basic chayv, which theoretically should be beinus. Zal gave a spec, we're going to see later, either today or tomorrow, that Chazal said that the only reason why you have to pay beinus is only the Levi himself. But the Yisayimim, not only don't they have to pay iddus as written in the document, not only do they have to pay beinus, which is the normal way that a Baal Chayv pays, rather they pay the least, which is ziburis. But yeah, but that's a very important point, which we're going to see in a minute, between Abaye and Rava. Okay, so again, So Reuben lent Shimon $100. Shimon died. His Yisoimim are paying back, and even though it's written in the document they have to pay the top of the line stuff, they actually pay the Ziburis the bottom of the line stuff. You know all the stuff that they just want to get rid of. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Peda, I'll give you a proof that, what's he trying to prove? He's trying to prove that even though it's written in the document that they have to pay Izzis, but that document does not apply to the Yisoimim. The Baal Chayiv Dinei Bebeninus. Because what happens by every single Baal Chayiv, every single time Reuben lends Shimon $100, when Shimon pays back, if he doesn't have money to pay back, what does he pay back? He's supposed to pay Beninus. Umeyasmi, and yet the halacha is, when he's getting paid back by the Yisoimim and not getting paid back by Shimon, Biziburis. He's only getting paid back the lowest level. So obviously something changes in the shibud from the father to the children. So even though the children will have to pay back the father's debt, but it's going to be only biziburis, only the lowest level. Zok Rashi, what's the raya? Teda, I'll bring you a raya. The loy mahani tana l'gabi yisayim. I'm going to give you a proof that if you make a tanai, and it was written, meaning you make a tanai in the shtar, that you have to get paid back the best stuff. So whatever deal that you made with the father did not apply to the assignment, not only by the Iddis, but any special tanai that was in the shtar would not apply to the assignment. Why? The stam bal chayv b'beinus. Because anyways, standard bal chayv b'beinus. Gabi yashmi mishtan adinai. And we learned before that by the Yisayimim, they don't have to do that. We're going to see later in the Gemara, what's the reason why the Yisayimim don't have to pay Beninus? Because in general, why anyways do I have to pay Beninus? Really, Midirai, so you're only going to have to pay Ziburis. We're about to see. And there's a special takana of it. People are going to say, you know, I lent you good hard cash. I did you a favor. And now you're giving me back the junkiest thing. You know, next time you want to come to me for a loan, I'm not so sure I'm gonna give you a loan. It'll be Neil Dellis. As Ever Chazal said, it's in the best interest of people. You don't have to get the top of the line stuff, but do, you know, the golden middle. Go ahead and pay back the Beinus. Don't pay him back with the Ziburis. But by the Yisayimim, we're going to go back to the general rule. You know, most people don't really think that the Lev is going to die, and they're not the ones that borrowed it, so there's no Nilas Delas from the Yisayimim, and the Yisayimim only have to pay the Ikar Halacha, which would be the bottom. So therefore, we see that a Tanai, which is on the parents, will not necessarily do it. Now, like any smart lawyer would say, let's say I'm crafting the contract and I'm the lawyer for this guy. Well, I mean, I don't know how old is Shimon. Are you expecting Shimon to die or not? But maybe a good lawyer could put in, and most Poskim would say like this, put in the document. If you're paying back, if your Yerushim are paying back, you'll take from Iddis, and then you could be Goyva. If that's only if it's Mefurish written in the document, then I'm going to be Goyva from the Yerushim. But if it's only written that Shimon has to pay back from the Iddis, then when it's not Shimon paying back, it's Shimon's children, they would not have to fulfill the Tanam. That is a Bayeshita. However, it's not agreed necessarily by everyone, but I think that's the way Rav Rishonim say it, and that would be very logical, because you know, if you go, let's say, you know, Lahavdil, you know, if you go to American law and it was written clearly that, then that would be true. And the Ramban says it, some other Rishonim say it, but like many things, it's very hard to get everyone to agree. Amar Le Rava. So Rava argues with Abaye. Hachi Hashta. Let's see. Baal Chayiv Dinei Midiraisa B'Ziburis. Well, it's true, like you said, that in general, the halacha is if Reuben lent Shimon money, then Shimon does not have to pay back Beninus. Rather, the halacha is midiraisa, he could really pay ziburis, he could pay the real junk. Kidu'ula, how do we know that? Like, Ula makes the drasha, the Amar Ula, Ula says, Dvar Torah b'alchay b'ziburis. Midiraisa, if you owe someone money, you could pick whatever you want. you could pick even a ziburish in Nemer, as it says in the Pasuk, how is the Malva going to collect money? So the Pasuk says, Bachutz Tamay, the Malva can't go into the Leva's house and go pick out whatever he wants, and if the Malva would be going into the Leva's house, he would probably pick out the best stuff. Rather, Bachutz Tamay, the Malva has to wait outside, he'll knock on the door, I'm here to collect. The Leva will say, okay, hold on 1 minute, but ish. And the ish, meaning the loiva, and the end of the pasuk says, the ish asher atanoshabai, then he will go inside and bring you out the payment. Okay, now, so that means the loiva is picking what he's going to use to pay. So what's he going to pay with? Ma darka shel ish lo haitzi. What's likely if the guy could go into his house and pick out anything in his house to pay with? What's normal that he'll pay with? Pacha Shebekiyam, is he going to go ahead and get his top-of-the-line stuff? Is he going to go and get the Becher that he yarshin from Kiva Eger? Is he going to get that really ugly vase, which he hates anyways, that he got from some, you know, aunt that he doesn't really like? So that's what he's going to bring out, the Pacha Shebekiyam, the Ziburis, the junkiest thing. Okay, so therefore Midaraisa, really every single Baal Chayiv is allowed to pay the Ziburis. So matam amru bal chayv beinah. So what's the reason the Chazal said that that's not true? That you shouldn't pay the ziburis, rather you should pay the beinahness. Kedesh leitinol delas b'fnei loivin. But then they were afraid that, you know, ezel chacham arayas inayla, and they realized that maybe the malva won't lend to the loiva, and it's not in the best interest of the loiva to pay the best stuff. Why? Why is it not in the best interest of the loiva to pay the worst stuff? Because then maybe the malva will be nail delish, and next time you knock on his door and you ask him to give you a loan, he's going to say, you know, I'm sorry, I don't have any funds available to lend to you. But really the reason is because he's afraid. He's lending out his good money, and then he's getting all this junk, and it was really hard for him to sell it and to monetize it. So therefore Chazal realized that it would be a smart idea to tell the loiva, don't go ahead and follow the Torah, which allows you to, you know, and take advantage of what the Torah said, you could give the junkiest stuff. Rather, you should give the golden middle. You should give the bainness. Okay. So but really the din is ziburis. It's not that that's like written in the contract that you should get bainus. Really the din is ziburis. It's just that Chazal said it would be smart to pay bainus, and therefore the halacha is bainus. Gabi yasmi akmo rabbanan derayis about the yisayimim. The rabbanan had rachmanas on them, and therefore when the Torah had rachmanas on them, and they went back to the real halacha, which is ziburis. Elahacha, but over here, it's not just like a chumrah derabbanan. Over here, kiven the dinei midaraisa be'edus. Over here, the real din deraisa is to pay the best stuff. Why is the din deraisa to pay edus? Because over here it was written in the document bishvach. It was written that you have to pay the best stuff. Since it was written that you have to pay the edus, and the real halacha is be'edus, so then who said the Rabban should be mikol on the Yisrael not to do the Ikra halacha? Rather, afilu miyasmi, even if the Malva is coming to collect from the Yisrael, nami be'edis, then maybe I would disagree with Abaye.
Some of them apply in this case.
Because the Torah doesn't apply if it's clearly written in the document, because since there's a shtar that's clearly written otherwise, the Torah was just saying in general, if nothing was stipulated, then you could pay whatever you want, which would be ziburis. But if something was stipulated, then that, you know, and obviously you have to do the shtar correctly, but we're you know, for purposes of this Gemara, we're assuming it was done correctly.
Before we said brilliant spadedness, and we were assuming.
We're back. So if the Torah clearly, the Torah created a parasha in the shtar, when the Torah created the parasha of the shtar, the Torah created the right that you could make tanum in the shtar. Now, you might have to do the tanum correctly. There might be certain halachas to do it, but again, assuming you wrote a proper shtar with proper edim and proper tanum, then all that is a din deraisa that it works. So therefore, that's the din deraisa, is that you have to follow the shtar. let's take a look at Rashi. Ma darka shaloiva lohaitzi. What is the derech of the loiva lohaitzi to bring out? What does it mean lohaitzi? To bring out when the malva's waiting. Lefreya means to bring out to pay. It doesn't just mean that he's bringing a mashkin. It means he's bringing out to pay. Hacha shabrikalim. But if you give me a choice, why would I pay the best stuff? I would rather pay the ziburis. Kivan dine midiraisa be'edis. Since his din is midiraisa be'edis. Why over here the din midiraisa be'edis? Because I created a shibud via the shtar. V'nasa kakazu arev l'malva. And therefore, this karka is a arev l'malva. The arev shemishtabi minatar the ksiva noche aravanu. Actually, let's read it one more time carefully, because this is a very important Rashi. Rashi, kivan de dini midiraisa be'edis. So the Gemara says that normally the halacha midiraisa is biziburis, but this time when you wrote a shtar and you stipulated idis, then the din midiraisa is biidis. Shrei shibdalei. What is the reason, Zukt Rashi, why midiraisa is biidis on the yisayim? So Rashi really bothered by a question. We spoke out before that there is a shtar, and the shtar was clearly written idis. So there, but what was written? But we point made a very important point. What was written in the shtar? It was written in the shtar that Shimon will pay Reuven idis. Now who's paying here? Not Shimon, the Yisayim. So in this case, I'm not sure if this is what you meant to be asking before. It was only written in the document that Shimon will pay idis. It was not clearly stipulated in the shtar that Shimon's children will pay edus. So then the question goes back, even though if there's a shtar that din midiraisa, you have to follow the shtar and pay edus, but it was not written in the shtar that Shimon's yisayimim will pay edus. So why should Shimon's yisayimim midiraisa have to pay edus? Maybe it would be a nice thing to do, but why is it midiraisa to do it? It was not clearly stipulated in the shtar. So this is really the crux of the machlokes between Abai and Rava. So Rashi explains, because when you wrote in the shtar that Shimon has to do it, you didn't just go ahead and say Shimon will pay edis, but it's not just like a chayvus gavur, it's not just like a mitzvah to pay. Rather, you created a shibud, you created a lien on the karka, benasa karka zu arev l'malva. And when you write in the shtar that the karka will pay from the edis, you created a lien, and you made the karka like an arev. What's an arev? An arev is a guarantor. What's a guarantor saying? I guarantee it. So, so too now over here, the karka is not a person, but the karka is guaranteeing it. How's it guaranteeing it? Because even if Shimon runs away or he refuses to pay,
or he dies,
I could go ahead and the land isn't moving. It can't run away. It's not like metalzolin. And they created a lien on the karka, and that karka is like an arev. It's a guarantee. And now, therefore, I'm very confident in getting paid back because of this karka. And now, even though...
What? This is Rava's challenge?
Yeah. And Dr. Ashi, and therefore, so since there's a lien on the karka, so therefore midiraisa, so even though Shimon is gone, but it was written in the document and it created a lien on the land. It created a shibud on the land. But arev mishav min haTorah. And the din arev is also din min haTorah. Just like it din shtar min haTorah, the din of a guarantor. I mean, let's say someone wants to borrow money from a bank. He wants to get a mortgage, and the bank is like, "I'm sorry, you don't have the income. I'm not going to lend it to you." So then someone else says, "Okay, I'll guarantee the loan." You're not just being a nice guy. That's a din midiraisa. That now, if the first guy will not pay, you can go to the guarantor. You can go to the arev and say, "You owe me midiraisa the money." The ksiva noichi aravenu. There's a pasuk that says, I will guarantee it, and then I have to pay. So Rav is saying that even though it's not written in the document on the children, but it's written on the land, and it probably specifies, let's say, you know, which land, or whichever land that you own at a certain time. So the land is guaranteed, and therefore there is a din shibud midiraisa on the land. So that's really, so now let's go back to Abaye.
So shibud's on the land, so how do we go from this baininess business to Ziboris for the Yisomim? The Shibud was on, usually, is on the Bainanus. That means that the Shibud line is going on
that's
to the Bainanus.
That's not written.
There's no, that's not written.
Yeah, if there's nothing written, then it would be on Bainanus.
Then, unfortunately, father passed. So we tell the Yisomim, all you have to pay is Zibboris. What do you mean? The Sheba's on the land. It's not on the guy. It's on the land. How do you...
So we're saying, if it's written in the star... if it's written in the star on the land, so then the shibud on the land is the raisa. But you're talking about the case that there is nothing specifically written on the land. So then there's no shibud. Then there is no shibud specifically on that land.
Why not?
So that's going to get into complexities that I don't want to get into. So the basic answer would be is that if you hold shibud the raisa. Let me explain what the machlokes is.
What's the difference? Is written and not written? Midoraisa, he said that and nothing else was written on it. Midoraisa, Babacho was bandits. That means the Shibud is on that land bandits. Right?
Babacho, the rice is on Ziburis. It's just coming to Rabbanon from bandits. May the rights of the Shibud on Ziburis.
Even by Balchov?
Yeah, by a Balchov, the rights of... Correct.
The Mishnah was...
That's only Dinder Abana. The Mishnah was only Dinder Abana. Okay. So there is a tesis over here. I just want to explain the machlokes Abaye and Rav. You know, let's take it one step at a time. There is more complexities, obviously, that we're not going to get into. I'm just going to try to explain very clearly, though, the machlokes Abaye and Rav. So what is the machlokes Abaye and Rav? The machlokes Abaye and Rav is, in a case that the shtar said iddis, that the father should have to pay the iddis, and then the father passes away. Right, and now you're paying from his children. Do they have to fulfill the tanai, the stipulation of the shtar, or not? So Abaye holds, well, the stipulation was only on the father. So that's not mechayev the children. However, Rava holds that since the stipulation went on the land, even though it didn't go on the children, so then therefore the shibud on the land continued on to the children. However, Abaye holds that shibud is not the raisa, and since the shibud is not the raisa, therefore that shibud of the karka is only true as much as you're chayev. The land is only a guarantor to pay as much as I'm chayev. And since I, the yisayimim, am not chayev to pay from the divorce, then therefore even the stipulation on the land goes off, which is a big topic. Is shibud the raisa? Is shibud the rabbanon? But because of that is the machlokes that Rava is saying is that since there's a lien on the land that stays even if you remove the shibud gavra, and Abaye holds that once the shibud of the gavra goes off, because it was only written on Shimon, it wasn't written on Shimon's children, therefore it doesn't. Okay, so this part is extra credit. You could get into big machlokes.
He holds that
obviously a shibud is right, but.
The shibud
of the star is the right, but meaning only on Shimon that it was written on. That's of course the right, but for that to pass on the shibud on the land to remain even without the shibud on Shimon, because Shimon was nifter and the star was only written on Shimon, that shibud would not be there. Would not be there, I assume.
Maybe he goes to Noifi Erbenu, it's only a Noifi, not a Yershin.
Right, I mean, it's only on the person. I mean, the person that I lent the money, then of course I could. But again, I probably shouldn't have brought up this topic. This is a very big other topic, which is really not, which is more like background to Arisugia. It's not Arisugia. But just very clear, what you do have to know is that there's a machlokes Abaye and Rava. If the shibud is on the father, and the shibud is not on the child, then there is a machlokes Abaye and Rava. Since there's a lien on the land, do you say that there is a shibud d'oraisa on the children to fulfill all the tanam or not? Frech the Gemara, Ula Rava, so according to Rava's opinion that holds that the tanai on the father applies to the children, and therefore if the tanai on the father said you have to pay from Iddis, then the children have to pay Iddis. But Tanya Avram Chayza, but what about the Braisa that Avram Chayza says, Ein Nifram and Nechse Yisayimim, that you cannot be collect the Chay from the Nechse Yisayimim Ela min aziburis. He says straight out that if you had a chayv on the father, and now you're coming to collect from the karka of the yisayimim, you could only collect from the ziburis, and not from the edis. And then he says that even by a mazik, and by a mazik is not like a baal chayv who pays ziburis and benis, rather by a mazik it says mitav sadeu, mitav karma yishalim, and a mazik has to pay midiraisa be'edis. But nizikin dina midiraisa be'edis. The din of nizakin midiraisa is that you should pay edis. And since the din nizakin is midiraisa, you pay be'edis, then therefore it should be very similar to having a shtar, which midiraisa, you pay be'edis. And yet, even though you are midiraisa on the father, he has to pay edis, yet we drop by the children all the way to ziburis. So too over here, if the Tanai says that that the father has to pay edis, why don't you say the Yisayimim don't have to fulfill the Sheba midiraisa be'edis, and rather they could pay all the way ziburis. So let's see Rashi.
Avram Kulza different than the Mishnah says Ein Ephron gives him some elements of both. What is he adding? I'm trying to say that your son always pays the bonus, right?
Right.
So what is he
adding? He's adding a few in his up. Even though the Shibud is the rice, so. Even though there's a Shibud with the rice on the father, but it is this. Panizakin, still the Yisayimim pay Ziburis. So too, in fact, the Gemara, so too over here, even though the Shibud Midiraisa, the Shibud of the Arif, on the land is Be'idis, even on the Yisayimim, still the Yisayimim should only pay Ziburis. That's the Gemara's question.
I mean, he's adding more than what our Mishnah says,
Yeah, but maybe that call was only going on about Chayiv, not in Nizakin. So he's saying clearly that rule of our Mishnah is going even on Nizakin. Emphat the Gemara. Hachab Mayaskinan. Here, what are we talking about? Kegoin, Shahisa Idis the Nizik. Kiziburis de Mazif. And for the Gemara, this is not a case that Midiraisa have to pay Idis. This is a complicated case. We all know that different people could have different quality lands. And it's quite possible that the Nizik, you know, my lands aren't necessarily the same quality as your land. So the case of Avram Chayza is that the best, the top land of the Nizik is not such great quality. The Nizik, I guess, was a poor guy and didn't have such high quality land. And his best land, his real estate in Newark or whatever it is, was only equal to the Ziburis, the worst land of the Mazik. Rev Yishmael, he, and we're going in the Shita of Rev Yishmael, Dhamma Midiraisa Bidin Nizik Shaiminen. We're going Rev Yishmael. And Rav Yishmael said, Midiraisa, if my best land is equal to your worst land, so then which land does the Mazik have to pay? The Mazik does not have to pay from the Mazik's best land. Rather, he has to pay the best of the Nizik's land. And the best of the Nizik's land is only equal to the Mazik's worst land. So therefore, the Mazik could pay his Ziburis Midiraisa. So it's only at the...
Anybody there?
I am. I'm trying to...
I apologize. It seems like the recording keeps on being a little bit
phone,
spotty.
The phone gets disconnected. There could be something wrong with the phone line here. I don't know.
Okay, so for everyone who's still following along, we're up to the Gemara by Amy. The Gemara brought down a machlokes Abaye and Rava. We asked one question on Rava and we answered it. And now the Gemara is going to ask a second question on Rava. Eini, is this really true? Meaning, again, we're asking a second question on Rava. That is this really true? This that Rava says that the Yisayim cannot pay Ziburis in the case that there was a clear star and a clear Shibud Dereisa on the Idis, then the Yisayimim would not pay from the Ziburis, rather the Yisayimim would have to pay like was stipulated in the Shtar from Edis. In fact, the Gemara, Vatani Rabbi Lazar Nifsa, but Rabbi Lazar Nifsa says, Ein Nifram and Nichli Yisayimim, element of the Ziburis. We learned in it in the Mishnah of the rule that you only pay from the Yisayimim. The Yisayimim only have to pay Menad Ziburis, only their worst land. Vafilu Hein Edis. And then he adds in three words. What you, the Yisayimim could pay the Ziburis, Afilu Hein Edis. The question is, what does that mean? You pay Ziburis even if it's Edis? But like, what does that mean? You're paying Ziburis, you're not paying Edis. So what do the words mean, Afilu Hein Edis? My Afilu Hein Edis. What do those words mean, Afilu Hein Edis? So the Gemara says it, L'chair, what does it mean? Lav Avgav Tiksiv Edis Beshtara. When he says Afilu Hein Edis, he means that the Yisayimim pays Ziburis, even if it was stipulated that their father should pay Idis, but it's only stipulated that their father has to pay Idis. The Yisayim could pay Ziburis. So if that's true, then we see clearly that Rav Elazar Nifsa, the Tana, is saying not like Rava. Zok Rashi, La Vafagav Diksiv Idis Bishtara, Tiyufta de Rava. Maybe those three words, Afilu Hein Edis, are saying directly not like Rava. And they're saying that if it was clearly stipulated that Midiraisa, their father, and his land have to pay Idis, then so too the Yisayimim, if the Yash and the land of their father, will have to pay the best, the Idis land. So, and for the Gemara, no. Loi. My Idis, Shefai Idis. What did we mean when these words, Afilu Hein Edis? We meant Afilu Hein Shefai Edis. Now, what does that mean? What does Shefai Edis mean? So it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. We're going to learn like Rashi, Dr. Rashi. My Edis, Diktani Hacha. What did he mean? What did Rav Elazar Nifsa mean when he said Afilu Hein Edis? The Afal Gav, even though the Kosva B'Shtar Halva, even though it's written the Shtar Halva. Idis, ain't a goyvim imena. Still, the halacha is that you can't be goyvim from the Idis, from the Yisayim, and rather you can only be goyvim from the Ziburis. Could go into Shefai Idis. The case is Shefai Idis, which means that the Idis sort of got lost. It got removed from you. It's from the lashon of like Shaf Midachte. It slipped away. How did it slip away? So Rashi explains, La'achar alva. Let's say Reuben lent Shimon $100. And Shimon had a top-of-the-line grant. And then Kasa Milafanav. And then that land jumped away from him. She'eni yachal legves hemena. That no longer, Reuben can no longer collect from that Idis land. What's the case? Let's say a bunch of tax collectors came, and they took away the land. A nishlifa, a shatfanar, or let's say it burnt down, or let's say the river came in and overflowed it, but no longer have the Idis land to pay back. So even though you had a shibud on Midiraisa on your best land, but now that land is gone. So it's just not possible anymore for Reuben to collect that best land. The batalei tanai. So even though it's clearly, there's a clear tanai, it was clearly stipulated that I will pay my best land, but it's just not possible. So now the whole entire tanai is batal. The tanai said, I'm going to be given this land, which is the best land. And now that land is gone. So now, what was written in the shtar I could collect from you know this land, your top of the line land, is batal. So now, what's the halacha once the tanai is batal? They may hashta havei lahai b'chayv l'gvurizi buris midiraisa. Well, now he goes back, he reverts to the ikar din deraisa. And what's the ikar din deraisa? Every b'chayv midiraisa is goyva from ziburis. Umishum shalitinel delas amrabana beninus. And what's the only reason why you get Beninus? It's Shleitinel Delis, if a Gabi Yasmiuk Moderaisa. And by Yisayimim, we're going to have Rachmanus that will go on the Din the Araisa.
So then correct.
So if in such a case of Shefai Idis from the guy himself, then you would you can't collect from Idis because that land's gone. So you'll go on to the Beinus. You'll go on to the Tekanes Chachamim Beinus. But by the Yisayimim, there's no Tekanes Chachamim. Then you will collect from the Ziburis.
Did he have a shiva on that land?
Yeah, but that land's gone. So what are you supposed to do?
Come
Okay, fine. So if she sold it, then you have a shiva, then you can collect from the food. But we're talking about the masikin there. So if you want to go start up with those masikin, you know, but we all know that you can, yeah, if you have the power to start up with them, sure, go ahead, you know, be my guest. But let's say there was a fire on it, or let's say, you know, the river came and did it. I mean, sure, you have a shiva, but if that's what you want, you know, this totally messed up land, which is basically.
So that
the tonight was like, let's see if you wrote in the document, I'm going to go ahead and collect from the house on the corner of Taylor and Blanche, and there's a big fire there. So what do you want me to do? The star said I'd get that land, but it doesn't exist.
So why isn't the Doraisa thing? Why is it going to Rabban? Why does it jump all the way down to Zeburis?
Because it wasn't. Fine. So that's a good point. But basically, the answer is because the star did not say, I'll get the best land, and if not, then I'll get the next best land. All that was written, you have to listen very carefully to what was written. It only said Shimon, it didn't say his children. It only said best land, it didn't say second best land. So once the Tanai is bustled, the Rashi, then you just revert to the Dereisa. Again, if you have a good lawyer and he would write in the star, I'll get the best land, and if that's not available, then I'll get the second, and then the third, then that would be true. But all that was written is, I get the best land, or I got that prime real estate on Taylor and Blanche, or on. Right, basically the rice is gone, and therefore, and so even though it's clearly stipulated in this, so then maybe we would think that you know, then the Chazal wouldn't have been so nice to the Yisayim and say, since the rice would be in this, so you know, feel good enough that at least you got to pay business and you didn't get in this. So then we say that no, we go the old rule. Correct. Zakta Gemara, Kidderava. Just like we found, and it's very good that Rava holds this way, because there's another Rava, the Amar Rava, Hizik Ziburis. What's the halacha that if Reuven is Mazik, the Ziburis land of Shemin, Goyva Minha Idis? Then the halacha is that even though I damaged Ziburis, I might have thought that Shimon could say, well, you damaged Ziburis, so I'll pay you back Ziburis. The halacha is no. Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Karma Yishalim, Goyva Mina Idis. Still, I have the right to collect from your best land, even though you are Mazik from me, my worst land. Shafai Idis. But what about in the case that the Mazik's best land now got destroyed or got lost, the Masikin took it? Goyva Mina Beninis. Then in this case, we're not talking about the Yisayimim, we're talking about the guy himself. Then the Mazik doesn't pay from the Idis because the Idis is lost, but rather, Goyva min Abeninis, you're going to be Goyva from the middle land.
Rabbanan or Doraisa?
Is this Din Doraisa or Dirabanan? So this is a Din Dirabanan. And this is Din D'Rabban, that since it was Shvay Yiddish, and therefore you pay Min HaBeinis, Min D'Rabbanan, V'Gabi Yasmin. Now let's go back to our case of, or the case of Reb Elazar Nifsa, that in the case of Shvay Yiddish by the Yisayimim, V'Gabi Yasmin, Akmo Rabbanan D'Raisa, then by Yisayimim, then they don't have to pay the Beinis, rather we go by the Din D'Raisa by Baal Chayiv, and the Din D'Raisa by the Baal Chayiv is to pay Min HaZiburis. Dr. Ashi. Sorry, one second. That's lost the place.
You always stop at 10
7. What time do we stop?
10 to 7.
10 to 7, 5 minutes. Okay, Dr. Ashi. We just did Rashi Shvay. I just lost the place. Sorry. Kidderava, Dr. Ashi, Kidderava, the Amar, the Hecha, the Shvay, Idis, Adalei Dine. And this is very good that there's Rav Lashitase, that Rav himself says, in the case that the Idis, the best land got lost, Adalei Dine. And then you lost your din of Idis, and you went down to Benis. Hidik Zibur is Goyva. In a case that the Mazik is Mazik, the Nizik's worst land, still Goyva Dminiska Mina Edis. So even though I only damage your worst land, your Zibur's land, still I have to pay you and pay you back with my Edis land, Edisho Mazik. But if you Edi Edis, and even if it's really, really top stuff, meaning let's say the Mazik's best land is much, much better than the Nizik's best land, so not all, I damage the Nizik's worst land. Not only don't I have to pay him, let's say on the best land of the Nizik, but I have to pay the best land, the Idis of the Mazik, still that's the halacha. The Rabbi Kiva Midereis. Now according to Rabbi Kiva, that's a din Midereis, that the Mazik pays the Idis of the Mazik, not the Idis of the Nizik. Well, the Rabbi Shmuel that we saw before that says Midrabanan, you could really pay the Ziburis of the Mazik to make up, which is equal to the Idis of the Nizik, but at least Midrabanan, you have to pay the best land of the Mazik. Shefoy Idis, La'achar Hezek, after I did the damage and after my best land, then the best land got ruined. Badayin Yishlo Idis Ubenis Viziburis, and now the Mazik still has left Idis land, Benis land, Ziburis land. El-Shazu Hoysi Yofam Oy, but this was his top of the line land, so now that the Shibud fell off of his top Idis land, Goyva Min HaBeinis, the Azulei Dini, I no longer have to pay my Idis. The Amrulei Hach Nistach Wasodcha, it was your bad mazel. That land was there was already a lien on the land, and that top land was of the Mazik's was Meshubit to the Nizik. Umazel Chagarim, and now it's your bad luck. It was your bad mazel that caused that the land which was Meshubit to you is gone. So now you lost your halacha of Idis, and therefore you go down to Benis. So this was an answer to your question. You asked if it's din derais, din derabon. He said if it's din who din chaya itzal ziburis. And really, midderais, you should go. Well, once you lost, once it was nistach basadcha mazal chagaram, you should go down from it all the way to ziburis. Al mnei tikan oilam, who was a tikan oilam? You know, we're not going to push you all the way down from Idis all the way to ziburis. Rather, we have a tikan oilam that will only go down one step to benis. But the Gavi asked me, but over here, by Yisayimim, when you stipulated on their father, you made a Tanai on their father, you should pay Idis, then we're a Kmua Adaraisa, Lava Adarava, okay? We're not going in the case of Mazik, of Rava, because Rava's not talking about Yisayimim at all. Shimon never died in Rava's case. We're not going on Rava, Ella Adatana Rav Lodin Nifsa. We're going on Rav Lodin Nifsa's case, which was the case that Reuven lent Shimon $100 and Shimon died, and now I'm coming to collect from the assignment. The halacha is that I collect Ziburis.
Rashi's not saying it clearly. The article says if he becomes now about Goyim that collects me. Does that make sense? He goes from a Nizik, from a Mazik that has to pay for maybe is now that he doesn't have it, he now turns into a Baal Chayiv.
Right, so what that means is he becomes like a Baal Chayiv, meaning if I Mazik you, so now I owe you money.
Right.
So Baal Chayiv means someone that owes someone money. So I'm a Baal Chayiv because of the Hezek. There's nothing that does. We're just like trying to put it in the category. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of times Chazal have reasons for making the laws, but once we add it, yeah. Okay. Yishkayach everyone, and sorry about the recording. That was a little bit spotty.
Yeah, your fault.
Okay.
Serious.
Okay, so maybe we have to bring in a new phone for tomorrow. Or... Okay. So, clear? So we're up to English. There's a long text on the bottom that goes into why did Rashi get it complicated about Idis. Why don't we just about Idis? Why did Rashi and that's the thing. I think there's a whole different chapter that I have land which is not right.
next to the river, and the river is going to keep on knocking it down, and therefore it doesn't really have a value because it's guaranteed to get destroyed, and I'm happy for your animal to do it, and if one of your animals does it, fine, whatever, you get into a complicated thing. But the simple answer in Rashi is if this is my best land, and then it got destroyed, so then, like, it's not a din that's bubble, it's just that it doesn't exist. So Rashi wants a case, you have Izzy, is this, and then is this. So you were asking on Rabbi Shmuel, would Rabbi Shmuel agree with, well, maybe the Tikkun Olam. Oh, the Tikkun Olam would probably apply to, I mean, Midrash, so then I could pay my worst land, which is equal to your best land.
Right.
But Midrabanan, I believe that the Tikkun Olam would be even Izzy, is this.
Very good. Very nice. Very clear. Very clear, very precise. That's what we like.